This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopian government forces began an offensive to capture the regional capital of the northern Tigray region Saturday. This is according to diplomats in direct contact with residents, as well as the leader of the Tigray forces. The head of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, told Reuters News in a text message that Mekele was under heavy bombardment and that the Ethiopian military is using artillery in the assault. The diplomat said explosions were reported in the north of the city. A second diplomat also said the attack had begun. And a spokeswoman for the prime minister's office said that the safety of Ethiopians in Mekele and the region continues as a priority for the federal government. Claims from all sides, though, are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since fighting began 3 weeks ago between government forces and the TPLF. The government gave the TPLF an ultimatum last Sunday to lay down arms or face an assault on their capital city of 500,000 people. The ultimatum expired on Wednesday. Tigrayans, who make up about 6% of Ethiopia's 115 million population, dominated the government until Abiy took power 2 years ago. Sudan needs 150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing its border from conflict-stricken Tigray. The UN Refugee Agency said Saturday during a visit to the camp, Sudan has since hosted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees fleeing from the intense fighting into one of its most impoverished regions. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain is set to approve a COVID-19 vaccine developed by BioNTech and Pfizer next week, and deliveries would begin within hours of the authorization. That's what the Financial Times is reporting Saturday. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has named Nadeem Sadhawi, currently a junior business minister, as the minister responsible for COVID-19 vaccine deployment. Meanwhile, coronavirus deaths topped 400,000 Saturday in Europe, the world's second worst hit region, as parts of the continent began to reopen shops for the holiday season. But across the Atlantic, fearful U.S. shoppers turned to online outlets for a massive Black Friday sale, while densely populated Los Angeles County announced a ban on gatherings of people from different households under a new safer at home order to battle the surging pandemic. Of the new deaths on Saturday, Britain accounted for almost two thirds of the fatalities at over 57,500, followed by Italy with over 53,600, France at over 51,900, and Spain with over 44,600. Germany, once a beacon of hope in Europe's coronavirus nightmare, logged more than 1 million cases on Friday. Although the virus spread is slowing thanks to weeks of tough restrictions, Europe remains at the heart of the pandemic, reporting more cases than the United States in the past week. The United States surpassed 13 million total cases on Friday, the world's highest figure, and officials were concerned whether gatherings on Thursday for the Thanksgiving holiday would further worsen the situation. The virus clouded the traditional Black Friday shopping day for brick-and-mortar stores, but Americans are estimated to have spent up to $10 billion online, tech company Adobe said, based on its analytics. Further north in Canada, whose largest city, Toronto, is under lockdown, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that a general who led NATO's mission in Iraq, as well as Canadian troops in Afghanistan and Bosnia, would spearhead a gigantic vaccination drive. This will be the biggest immunization in the history of the country, Trudeau said. The pandemic is spreading fastest in Asia and Latin America and is up by a worrying 113% over the week in Mexico. Globally, more than 1.4 million deaths and 61 million infections have been officially recorded, although the real numbers are unknown since testing and reporting methods vary greatly. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.